Think about the peacock, or other birds with extravagant displays of color in their plumage. We learn to admire the lengths a male goes to for a chance at a female, the iridescent colors he'll display, the ritualized dances he'll learn, the grave risks he'll take, all to dazzle a female who submits to his performance and allows him to be the father of her chicks. Females desire males that will pass the healthiest genes to their offspring, the thinking goes, and a male has to be doing exceptionally well to be able to afford to produce those ridiculous giant feathers. Scientists assumed that females were knocked off their feet by all that swagger.
Wow, for that male to afford a sports car like that, he must have tons of resources. Come over here, big boy.
That's the story we tell ourselves about the peacock.
But what of the peahen?
In that story of the peacock, we could just as easily place the female in the driver's seat. She chooses, and she's shrewd in her choices. And over millions of years, males have been changing their bodies according to her whims. A male peacock's feathers are beautiful, yes, but they also make him unfit for survival, rendering him easily visible and eaten. But she's decided she wants just this shade of emerald green in her men, that she wants the tips of his feathers to look like groovy blue eyeballs. The males that peahens prefer are the ones who get to pass their genes along to the next generation, which means that the next generation will have more males with even more outlandish feathers. He's evolving to suit her, and she's selecting only the males who submit to her will. She is the author of his change. Maybe females aren't choosing the bluest or shiniest or the prettiest males because their beauty is a symbol of their fitness. Maybe they're choosing them simply because those females like things that are blue or shiny or pretty. The quality they're seeking could be fairly random and not tied to fitness at all. They might be basically testing the males, saying,
"I'm only going to go out with guys who realize what I like and who work to produce it."
The point isn't the steps the male is dancing, but the fact that he's learned the steps. Females could have been choosing males time and time again who are attentive to them, evolutionarily speaking, passing over self-centered or inattentive males. We might have been wrong about the story of the peacock. It's not males outdoing one another to dazzle females. It's females training males to cater to female desires.